Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, January 8th, 2007. The headlines are a project between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can find out more at gatewayva.com. Jermaine Leon Thurston has been found guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the shooting death of Lamont Antonio Reeves. The incident happened after an argument at a Charlottesville nightclub last June. A jury has recommended Thurston spend 2 years in prison. Thurston had been facing second-degree murder charges, but the jury found that Thurston acted out of self-defense, not malice. Thurston will be formally sentenced on May 2nd. Virginia jails are becoming de facto psychiatric hospitals. That's according to the Director of Forensic Operations for the State Department of Mental Health, Mental Retardation, and Substance Abuse Services. Jim Morris told the Lynchburg News in advance that Virginia has diluted its capacity to address serious mental health issues over the past 15 years by reducing the number of beds. Morris says seriously mentally ill people are ending up in prison because the state cannot provide for their needs. A six-car train derailed on Washington's metro system yesterday, shutting down service on the Green Line near the Mount Vernon Square station. 60 people had to be rescued from the tunnel, and 16 riders were hospitalized. The injury total is the highest ever in Metro's 31 years of operation. When the new year began last week, several states raised their minimum wage. Now Republican Delegate Danny Marshall of Danville wants Virginia to consider raising its minimum to $7 an hour by July of 2009. Mac McLean has the story in today's Register and B. Marshall says the hike should only be eligible to people over the age of 19 to prevent high school students from dropping out. The Republican also says if Virginia does raise its minimum wage, it should do so in a way that is business-friendly. And finally, what will happen to the seven-story building that Martha Jefferson Hospital operates in downtown Charlottesville? The non-for-profit hospital is moving to Pantops over the next 5 years, and residents of the area are concerned about what might happen next in their neighborhood. Will the 15 properties owned by Martha Jefferson convert to condos? How many condos? How many people? Brian McNeil tracks the possibilities in today's Daily Progress. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, January 8, 2007. The headlines are produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.